In our KUTX Studio 1A, we have Larbra Scarborough, and she is with her four-piece band, herself on the piano, and she'll be doing some other things with, I don't know what you said, but she's playing the piano and singing, and Matt Hubbard is with the vibes, and that other thing you were playing there at the end, what was that last thing?
This is called a melodica.
Melodica.
It's kind of like an accordion, except you just hold it in your hand and blow into it.
And you blow into it, yeah. Okay, and our bass player is Brad Hauser, and our drummer, do you say Schneider or Schneid? Schneider, there's somebody left off the R. No wonder. That was a Schneid remark I made. Okay, so Schneider. Well, I'm here to find out about your new products. You've got a new CD, a new LP, and a new book. And you've got a performance coming up on the 8th, which is, what is that, Thursday night?
And the June 8th album and book release performance is going to be at the Townsend. Two shows, 8 o'clock and 10:30. Mm-hmm. And this is my first release in 15 years. And I've spent the last 15 years doing a lot of amazing collaborative work with other bands and artists. And like I said, I play vibraphone and, you know, jump around doing synthesizers and accordion and different things. But you know, I went to UT and studied classical piano here. And back in the early 2000s, I was pushing a Laura Scarborough solo career pretty strongly. And hit a point where I wanted to just do more collaborative things and have more fun and not be the leader and the one responsible for driving the ship. So I took a long hiatus, and you come to a point in your life where you realize all you have is yourself in the end. And if you don't honor your own creation in your work, then what are you really doing? So it became very clear that it was time to release some music. And so some of these songs, some of them are old. Some of them are actually even over 10 years old, and they finally got recorded over the last few years, and I'm just excited to set them free. And so I was compelled to create a book about it because it had just been so long since I released anything, and I felt like I had to just review and reflect on this time and the music, and I just thought it would give interesting insight, not only into the music, but just into me. Mm-hmm. And so it's really the part of this project that I'm most excited about because it feels the most fresh.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Larbra Scarborough is our guest today. And Reflections is the name of the album and the book. And it's an interesting word, reflections. Mm-hmm. There's the French idea of reflet dans l'eau, reflections in the water. Or, you know, we reflect, we muse, we reinterpret things, think about things. In both of those senses, and there are probably many others, but which idea is the one that was appealing to you, or is it all of them?
So I wrote a song called Reflection. We're actually going to play it today. And the original working title was Mirrorism. And I thought mirrorism as a word was actually also an interesting concept. Mm-hmm. And to me, it was the idea of how we reflect and mirror one another. So we should shine our brightest light out to the world, because then that is what will be reflected back to us. And I thought it would be cool to create a composition that had a contrary motion type pattern that was basically a musical motif built on this idea of reflecting, right?
And for those of you who are not watching, as I am, she is moving her hands from almost a clapped and closed hands position to a wider spread, and then back again, and then back to wide.
Right. So when we start the song, the musical motif, you'll hear the motif kind of step up and down, and then its reflection is stepping down and up. So the inspiration for the song and the concept was this mirroring pattern.
Kind of like the letters M and W.
M and
I was
W,
fascinated
exactly.
with those
yeah.
two.
So, but yeah, and then obviously, like you were saying, just a reflection of the reflection.
Or
that is what
visually, the way you were dressed, all white, and the piano's all black.
Right. Yeah, and a lot of the cover art and just the theme of this album is white, because I feel like I'm coming into the light with this. So.